Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming to my channel. I'm commenting on Ben Roberts-Smith, an Australian soldier of the Special Air Service, which is to say their elite unit for doing the most difficult missions behind enemy lines and so on. So Roberts-Smith was a corporal in the Australian Army, but despite his relatively low rank, he was very highly regarded for his physical prowess and indeed his gallantry. And then he's been found in a defamation suit to have committed various murders and various brutal acts. And when I say murder, I mean not killing enemy combatants as part of a legitimate military operation, but deliberately killing civilians, knowing them to be civilians. Now, this is only proven to the civil standard. It's not proven to the criminal standard. So it's on the balance of probabilities. So this is the uncomfortable truth that someone can be courageous in the sense that they just have no fear, very willing to put their own life on the line, and brutal as well. And I'm not just killing their enemies. All right, well, that's what war is all about. Wouldn't blame any soldier for killing his enemies in combat, but deliberately killing civilians, knowing them to be civilians. It's not a case of mistaken identity and, other acts of gross violence against defenseless people. So it's quite possible that both things are true. You can hold both in your mind that someone is very brave in the sense of fearless and an absolute ogre. And so has been shown in the case of Ben Roberts-Smith, and obviously very difficult for Australia because he's been decorated for his valour. And should those medals be degraded? That's the thing. It doesn't undo the brave acts that he committed. It doesn't mean that his military achievements weren't real, but that's the thing, because someone who's so careless about his own life might not just value human life at all, a bit psychopathic. Because I went to a speech by someone in the British SAS, the so-called Andy McNab. That was his nom de plume once. He's actually quite a short guy, but as hard as nails. The thing is, he said the SAS is actually not primarily about killing people. I don't know about the Australian SAS. If you wanted to kill people, you just sort of send a plane and fire a missile or something. It's about the information you can get by a pair of eyes being there that you couldn't get through signals, intelligence, or whatever. Admittedly, he was telling me this 30 years ago. Things have made moved on a lot technologically. Inevitably, they do kill people. But he said that's only when things have gone wrong. They try to avoid having to kill people. So this is Roberts-Smith from Western Australia, and he's fallen foul of the law. And then ironically, his father was a very high ranking judge in that state. So he joined the army straight after school. He was never an officer. He married a woman from a military family and so on. So he served six tours in Afghanistan and stuff like that. 6'6", seen as super soldier, reputed to be the tallest man in the Australian army, like the perfect killing machine. And he's awarded a Victoria Cross for his courageous actions and so forth. But all sorts of war crime allegations were made against him. And indeed, he was arrested in 2026, very recently, by the police. And he's been charged under another number of crimes. Now, I don't know whether he's guilty or not, but these would be against the Criminal Code Act 1995, various war crimes. And he could face life imprisonment. So, he might yet be innocent of these, but see what was found in the 2018, some newspaper articles that were published about him. And there was a defamation suit against Fairfax Media, which published these, and the two journalists, Nick McKenzie and Chris Masters. So some of the allegations were proven to the civil standard, the balance of probability. That doesn't move their proof to the criminal standard, which is beyond all reasonable doubt. That he broke the moral and legal rules of military engagement is therefore a criminal. And so various newspapers published these allegations. They would have to double check every particular. They didn't want to be made to blush by being caught by having said something foolish, something which is manifestly untrue. So some of the allegations made against him, that in 2009, he committed murder deliberately shooting a man dead who had prosthetic leg, who wasn't armed at the time, who wasn't trying to run away, couldn't run very fast anyway, and then suggested they use the prosthetic leg as this gruesome, macabre trophy as a drinking vessel. And during Whiskey 108 mission, that he murdered someone by ordering a junior SAS soldier to shoot dead an old man who was unarmed, simply so that he would be blooded. Say, to be a proper SAS man, you've got to kill someone. There are various allegations which were not proven. There are other things that were proven. Again, I'm saying more than 50% chance. I'm not saying it would meet the criminal standard, that he beat up an elderly, unarmed Australian man so badly until two of his more senior colleagues prevailed upon him to relent. Another thing, that he beat up another unarmed Afghan man, and so on. That he ordered someone else to beat up another unarmed Afghan who was being taken into custody, was no threat at all, and so on. As well as issuing threats against, physical threats against other people, other colleagues, and so forth. So, wow. I mean, so I realized they have to have some aggression. They've got to be able to control it and let it out at the right time. And now I couldn't have done what he's done. So what a disgrace to the uniform. And I obviously don't judge most Australians by him at all. They'll say, oh, there are Irish people who've done also some ghastly things. And there are. And more broadly, there are British people who've done monstrous things and committed war crimes. And yes, that's absolutely true. This is not having a go at Australia, just at this man. Well, his trial's going to begin. So, I mean, I don't prejudge the outcome because, you know, there's a right to a fair trial and a presumption of innocence, even for someone like Ben Robert Smith. And just because it's proven to the civil standard doesn't mean even to the criminal standard, any of it. But yeah, we shall see. Should those medals be taken away? I find that a difficult question to answer. And people who are willing to fight might even eager to fight, those who join the SAS. And then the people who join the military really not wanting to fight because they want a military lifestyle. They like the physical fitness or things like that. But obviously they've got to be willing to fight under some circumstances. But he's a bit too keen on it. And whether maybe think you're not a proper soldier unless you do this and kill people. And I realize in the SAS, you can't be a lamb, can't be, I mean, how to put it, too trigger unhappy, too reluctant to do so. Have to be a bit psychopathic. I was able to switch off emotions which would be unhelpful, like fear, remorse, regret, compassion, and so on. I read this book about being a good psychopath, not like a serial killer, but just any emotions which would just make life more difficult. And maybe he'd never had much mercy in the first place, and maybe not just because particularly Afghans, might have been willing to do it to his own nation as well. And I realized that they grieved too much. They just wouldn't be able to function. I remember seeing some British soldiers, was it the parachute regiment? Some of the guys were killed in Afghanistan. And one of them was interviewed about it. And he was so blasé and just shrugged it off. And I found that quite heartless. But I realized they wouldn't be able to function if they broke down in grief about it. I've also seen a documentary about American troops in Afghanistan. And one of them gets killed. And guy hears that his comrade's been killed. And he weeps about it. Because I suppose, you know, he loved this person as a brother. He knew him so well. This guy may have saved his life and things like that. So Ben Robert Smith, we shall see the outcome. Obviously, a very awkward case for Australia. And there are cases about this in all countries. But, you know, it reflects well on Australia that they're willing to hold him to this high standard. Yes, you can't say war is war. There have been laws of war for a long time. There's the Geneva Convention, the Hague Convention. And I know war is about killing people. I know innocent people always get killed in war, even if you try not to. Inevitably, mistakes will be made sometimes. There'll be a case of mistaken identity. You can be attacking a legitimate military target, and there'll be collateral damage, which means civilians get killed, even that's not your primary objective. Obviously, you've got to try and minimize these casualties. And there's the difficult question is how much you do that, because then you avoid destroying the enemy so much, and you disadvantage yourself. If you're too moral, you're going to lose. But this was when there was not part of any proper military objective. It was completely wanton. It was completely gratuitous violence against defenseless people. The very kind of thing which is going to increase support for the Taliban. All right. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. And well done, Australia, for insisting on morality and legality in war.